This week's Torah Way is being sponsored by family Morav Yetsky, Lilu Nishmas Moras Chaba, Baramotcha Meir. This week's Torah Way is being sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Lilu Nishmas Chaba Devoira Bas Simcha Yisrael, Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Rabbi Yaakov. Chof Dalav Shvat, 20th of February, Reb Moshe Halpern, cutting hair and being stitched on Shabbos.
Start with the second subject, stitching humans. I don't know what it means in the not literal sense, maybe it means fooling other people, but we're taking the Schale literally. One of the Lamed Tes Meluches is Teufel, to stitch. The question is, does that apply to human beings as a concept of, stitches,
stitches.
Is stitching a human on Shabbos a menucha deraisa or not? Remind me, if someone got an open wound and there's blood going, then it's a pkiach nefesh, so pkiach nefesh, even a yid, a menucha deraisa, is pushatas, is mitter. A choyle sha'ein goyis kuna, someone who's cut a finger, again, if we assume that there isn't a problem of infections, whatever, we talk about theoretically more now than practically, and the bleeding, it's a means someone who's either the whole body's feeling weak, understand, yes, there was a shiur by Meir Rappaport, maybe spoke the definition, what's a choylesh ein beskuna? Usually it's assumed someone who's lying in bed from a headache, it's not a life-threatening illness, but the whole body is weakened. If there would be that sort of a level, which is not a choyla shayim beskuna, the halucha is that one can ask a goy to do a melucha deraisa, but it has to be done on the day shini. So if it would be choyfa beudom, stitching a human would be a melucha deraisa, it would be also a problem explaining the goy how to do it with the shini. So if Tfila Beudom would be only a derabunan, it's a shvis de shvis, it would be even not for choyle shayim beskuna, what the way mitte. Where it can come in is, and the Shlomo Zalman in Shvi Shabbos Tachus talks about it, when the stitching is not a shal of a pkiach nefesh, it's not a shal of a choyle shayim beskuna, it's done for cosmetic reasons, someone's got a split over here on the forehead, even if the bleeding has already stopped, if it would be left like that, there would be a major scar for future, for shadichim, especially for our color. It's something which is a very, very, alatzoylech gudel. It's not a choylech yesh beskuna, not a choylech ayin beskuna, but alatzoylech gudel it is. So to ask a goy to do something which is a melucha derabunan, lashvis, deshvis, vamukum alatzoylech gudel is mitte. If it's something which is a melucha deraisa, I don't want to say no, but this is the shala is much more serious. Now, I don't know the whole idea about stitching human beings, I don't know when it came into practice. Operations, that means I don't know operations, how old, my general knowledge is not so good. I learned to powder, whether the hasbanin or the menorah boys know much better. I'm prepared to challenge them. When did the concept of operations come into being? Opening up humans. No. Huh? You got a doctor?
Doctor and Max.
No.
Sorry? When alcohol became used as an anesthetic.
And before that, people weren't open?
Chava with the rich.
They were.
Okay, yeah, that the Rabbi Yisraelim did, so I don't think anyone can compare to that. So how many years is it? 200 years ago, 300. I was stitching then, so besides the alcohol that they used for infection, did they afterwards stitch the person up? I don't know when it came. In the Gemara, we see the concept of a cesarean, a yotzeboy. Yeah, and but whether afterwards they distinguish in the Gemara what they did afterwards, sometimes it was done in the case, there was some of the Shtetl and the mother, unfortunately, was dying, was dying, so maybe there wasn't then the concept, but I tried looking up when's the first poskim we talk about tefillah, ali the tefillah beudam. To me, it looks like a modern shala.
Didn't the Rambam have when there's a fly inside of somebody's head? It's much older. He did the operation in the head.
Yeah. Have a look at this. But it says there the concept of so the Rambam did operation twice in the Namas. Now, in Tfila, we see there's normal Tfila is you stick two pieces of cloth together. It doesn't have to be two separate pieces, even if someone would make a hem fold in a beged, yeah? And which people used to do. Nowadays, society, I don't know, you buy, you chuck very easy, but in the olden times, something was bought, was a bit too long, you hand it out. Afterwards, the person grew, you let it out. Yeah. So even stitching a fold is also considered a menucha deraisa of teufel. The Rambam comes with a chiddush, and the Metoshim, the Rambam, mentions from where he took it, but it's very passive, la'alucha, to glue two pieces of paper, yeah, is also considered teufel. The teufel, the idea is, you don't have to duff the stitch, the idea is to connect, to draw two, I'll say soft pieces, two soft things, either two pieces of cloth, or to fold actually a cloth, or paper, whatever. So the Rambam says it's a tolda of teufel to glue. So again, our shanda would be, sometimes on a cut, if it's not too deep, one can use clinical glue, whether that's considered the melucha of teufel. Agav, there's a big chiddush in Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa, there's a few editions, so the Ma'amon Koimis, if anyone's looking up, is in the newest edition. Peinek Lamed Gimel, Heure Chuvuv. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, what's the halucha when the stitching was needed, Letzoyle P'kiach Nefesh, so it was done by Yid in Israeli hospitals, a lot of the doctors are Yid, although I imagine in the Haredi hospitals, they always have a goy there on standby to do these sort of maluchas, which are Letzoyle Choylov and Nish Letzoyle P'kiach Nefesh. We're talking now theoretically, or it was the Tzoyle Choyle, or something which is equivalent to the Tzoyle Choyle, is the Spoonus Eiver. Cholila Chasashulam, a finger got cut off and one has to stitch it back. It's not a Bekiach Nefesh. Yeah, the person is not in a life-threatening situation. Spoonus Eiver is more or less on par with a Choyle She'eiver Spooner. A Yid is not allowed to do a Melucha Deraisa for schooners either. Again, normally if a finger has been cut off, there's a problem of infection, I won't have to rush into the hospital because of the infection. But the actual joining back of the finger, I don't know, I'm saying, let's assume that it's not a shash of a kiyach nefesh. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm saying, we assume of a schooners either to be able to save a limb. Well, I'm saying if most...
In time of the essence, put it together.
It's very odd. The question is whether Yid is allowed to do a melucha deraisa to save a limb. I'm saying, a Yid is not allowed to do a melucha deraisa, again, if there is not a problem of infection, which is a shala from the Tiach Nefesh. If we understand that there's not a problem, you've come to the hospital and they've cleaned it, they've raised it. So it's not a problem of Tiach Nefesh. But we want to save the finger, whatever it is. Yeah. For Yid to do a melucha deraisa, for that, it's better than a choyle she'ein b'skuna, but it's not on the level of choyle she'esh b'skuna. So a goy did it. Now, there is as many stitches as you need to save the finger. If you've done those stitches, now the finishing off of the stitching, that's already only a cosmetic thing. I'm saying in theory, if there is, in practice, we'd have to ask the doctor. But there sure is, we've now spoke before, if the stitching is only for cosmetic, that means there's a split in the forehead, the bleeding is stopped. There's no problem of infection and there's no more blood going. But if one would not stitch it, one would be left with a terrible scar. To ask Yid to stitch that is zecher tumenish. For a goy to do it would depend whether stitching is a melucha deraisa or not. If it's a meluche berabunan, it's a shvister tzoylich gudel. If it's a meluche beraisa, it's a very serious shalat. I don't want to say no, but it's a serious shalat. Now, the question is, when the beginning of the stitching was either the tzoylich bekiach nefesh and ye did it, or it was the tzoylich hatzulas eiver, or tzoylich eimer suna, and it was permitted through a god. But now the amount of stitches that have been done to save the person from a yeshbis suna, or to restore the limb, or to save the person from chodesh ha'im b'skuna has been done. The finishing off of the stitching is now only for cosmetic reasons. And if it would have been only for cosmetic reasons to start off, one would not have been allowed to continue. Do we say since when I started the tzoylech ha'pekiach nefesh, or the tzoylech ha'tzulas eiver, one can continue and finish, or you say no? What was for the letzoydach, kich nefesh, letzoydach, hatzulas eiva is permitted, the continuation is not permitted. So the Shlomo Zalman says, he said when it comes to a yid, he's a bit hesitant, but when it comes to a goy who started off, he would suggest that it's permitted to finish. And he brings the raya from Mila b'Shabbos. I'm not a moyel, but I know there's such a concept of tzitzin sh'ma'akvina samila and tzitzin sh'ayma'akvina samila. So the halucha is that while one is doing a bris, one is even allowed to, and a bris is a halucha deraisa from choyvo, but there's a pusik, yeh, mashmini afila b'Shabbos. So while one is busy with a bris, and one hasn't been masalik yudah, he hasn't gone away from the bris, he's allowed to continue cutting or whatever it is, even tzitzin shayim ma'akvin esamida. Once he's...
What? It's just cosmetic.
No. Nein. Sahida mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's
no,
not...
No. Sahida. This is cosmetic, but sahida mitzvah. Oh, that's what others tell me. So, as hida mitzvah, so though one is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for hida mitzvah alone, while one is in the middle of doing the bris, one can do something additional chel Shabbos, even if it's only the hidden mitzvah. Whereas once someone's been a salik as Yuda, a half an hour later, when he's finished the bris, he can't come and add it. So the Shlomo Zalman wants to suggest that here then, when it comes to stitching, one is allowed to finish. So others have time now, how can you compare a hidden mitzvah to start a hidden ben Yudom? There's a set of surim by a very, very big Talmud Chacham in Tzadik, and it's not so well known, I don't know why. It was called the Moshe Mothakaf. I think he lives in Kiryat Sefer. He's got about 15 or 20 volumes on every Yom Tov, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, on the Shabbos, on the Snida, Asach HaZeh HaShurim, Gurba, Brisa Talmud Chacham, who goes into depth in Halucha, and he wants to give a Shei in Koylein, the Brisa Tzadik, the Kudosh, besides being at the Brisa Talmud Chacham. So he is a bit hesitant about the Zalman's dimion of Hidr b'nei Udom to Hidr mitzvah. Afterwards he brings a Moyer de Karaya, which he says, which he feels is a Gitaraya. The Gemara says that when Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, b'zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYupayim, Shchitas HaPesach is Doicha Shabbos, and the Akturas Eimerim also had to be done on Erev Pesach. The roasting, the tzliya of the Korban Pesach, doesn't have to be done Erev Pesach, so that they waited till the night, and say, on Yom Tov night, not the Shabbos, then they roasted the Korban Pesach. One of the Lamates Meluchas is Hefshet, taking off the skin. What's it called in English?
Skinning.
Skinning an animal on Shabbos is Hefshet. There's a machloikis, the Tanakhama, the Chachumim, how far one is allowed to skin the animal. I don't know who the Tanakhama is, I don't remember, says one is allowed to do it till the top part of the animal. From there, you can already take out the Aymerim. But the rest of the Hefshet is not the Tzoylech Korban. One is not allowed to do it. The Chumim say that since one has started skinning the Tzoylech, one is allowed to finish off the skinning. Why? That kudushim, which is a korban, shouldn't be left around like a bezoyim, like a dead carcass. And the Gemara brings a pusik, kol tual Hashem lemanayim. And everything which the Eibishter created and asked it on the tzavis is done lechveder. So kotshe shemayim is the Indian of kotshe shemayim. So again, one is not allowed to start being mechal Shabbos lechzoyle chumad of a kol. What we see in halacha is such a concept, since you are allowed to start doing the hefshet tzoylech kavunas, which is loyche Shabbos, one can continue to do it, although it's not something which is the tzoylech kavun. Actually, hey, kotcha shemayim mitulim kenavaylim. So he says the Gemara, 100 blot earlier, brings the same pusik that a person should wash every morning punov yudov raglov. That's the equivalent of today's shower, or going to mikveh, depends which service you come from. The Gemara says why? Because the human person has to look as a yitzir kapel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The human person don't have to look fancy, but has to look respectable. And the Gemara brings the same pusik, the kol pu'al Hashem lemanayim. So again, to be mechal Shabbos, to wash one's face in a shtuka, zech in a shtuka hefer. But he would compare it to the same shalah as hefshet of a comb, since one has been allowed to start the stitching, either because it's been a kiyach nefesh through a yid, or letzoy lechoyle letzulas eiver through a goy, one should be able allowed to continue the stitching because it is letzoy lechinder b'nayudom. To see whether the Lamentes Meluchas apply to a human being, that's one of the shalas we want to know, whether Teufel stitching, which is not, again, I don't know for how many years it didn't apply, if Teufel was by cloth or by sticking papers, whether we can take a Melucha, which is done on objects, and assume that the same applies to a human being. There's a shala about Boine Be'udom, where the building, with Sunzi, applies to the human body. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Hayom Aleph, is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that braiding hair, plaits, yeah, according to a blazer, is high mishimboine. And the Chachumim say, it's usa midrabuna. The Gemara asks on the blazer, why, what's braiding plaits got to do with binyan? And the Gemara back to Drusha, to Sant Shimon Menasya, says, it says by Chava, by Yiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, the Eibishter built the rib. So the Gemara says, Melamed Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeChava, then there was no hairdressers, then there was only Udom and Chava. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was the one who was Mekai Machnusas Kala, and he V'yuchel braid Chava's hair, V'via Eitzel Udom. And the Gemara says, Sheken V'kacha Eyom, in the cities of the sea, Koilen the Kliyasa Benisa. They call braiding a building, that's the way they call it in some. So the Gemara Dashen, Pushup Shat in the Pusik, Vayivan Hashem Lekim Satzayla, that the Eibishter created from the rib a chava. Yet the Gemara says, according to a blazer, it's not applying to her creation, it's applying to the braiding of it. Now, the Chachumim are choilek on that. There's two reasons what we could say why they're choilek. Either because this is a shayna drusha, because in Karchai Ayom, in certain cities, they call braiding binyan, and therefore, by even Hashem and the Kemes Hatzela applies to the braiding a bit, the Chachumim didn't unschalf in their drusha. Or it could be that the Chachumim said that the concept of building does not apply to a human. Building is you build buildings or you create furniture. To be yes, binyan b'kailim could be zolta shala, or by udom it doesn't apply.
It doesn't say by even a
hotel,
isn't it?
It says the pusik is by even Hashem elekim es hatzeda. Yes, I'm saying, yeah, the question is, if the Ribbono Shel Olam, what does the Yibam mean here? He created her from the rib. So he's saying, even if we would say that braiding is not considered binyan, but creating a person, lechoyot shtayt yom pusik, other sides of Yibam. That's a shver tzizugin, that the time of the Chachumim is, because there isn't shy of binyan by a person. Because even if you argue that braiding is not considered binyan, but creating a person, what's your chet? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kiv Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Hamapis gnos of the Shabbos." A person has got a blister, which has got a lot of pus underneath it, and he pricks it. So to let out the pus. The halacha is a Pesach on Shabbos is only chayev if it's lehachnis ilahoytzin. If someone would break open an opening in a house just to either to go in or go out, it would be a melucha deraisa. A Pesach is only something which is meant for in and out. So if he opens it just to let the pus out, but is not bothered afterwards if it recloses, is also only midrabuno. If he opens it, as the Rambam soon explained, in a surgical way, so it both lets out the pus and lets in the air, so that it should heal up properly, is this a malucha deraisa? Rashi says, what's the malucha? Either als boina pesach, Rashi uses the word boina, or mesaken keila, as if he's been fixed the keila. And Rashi says, mali lesaken maka, mali lesaken keila. What's the difference between fixing a keila or fixing a wound? And Rashi in Sivus on this Gemara brings the pusik from Vayiven, as Hatzela, the Gemara that we see that they applies binyan to a human being. The Rambam says that the melucha of Mapis Mos and Shabbos is Chayim Shemaka Bepatish Shazihi Melechis Roifa. So the Rambam doesn't use the melucha of Boina, he uses the melucha of Maka Bepatish. To tell the truth, I'm not exactly sure the definition of Maka Bepatish, when it's used or not. Some would suggest that the machlokes is, as we said before, whether there's shaykh the concept of boina by a person or not. However, we see that makav patish, chushav melucha, there is that concept by human. There's a very interesting chiva in Chassam Sofer. Mila is doicha Shabbos. Now, what happens if the moel's nail is not the way it should be? Well, he's allowed to shape his nail on Shabbos, that he should be able to be make the bris. So again, for he to do it himself, if it's a melucha deraisa, there's no question, because mila is doicha Shabbos, but machshira mila, and the blaze of God, machshira mila doicha Shabbos, we don't hold that machshira mila is doicha Shabbos. The question is whether to ask the goy to shape the moyel's nail. So if making the nails a melucha deraisa, then it's only one shvis. If it's a derabunon, it's shvis to shvis. And the Chassam Sofer is very strong, holds very strongly that it's a melucha deraisa, because there's no difference if you've been a sack in a keda, if you would take an instrument, a piece of wood, and sharpen it, and make a toothpick the mushal on Shabbos, then you've made the keda. What's the difference if you've done it to the nail of the person? You've made his nail into a keda. The Chassam Sofer is very strong that it's a melucha deraisa. We mentioned before, so whether Teufel is Shayach Bu'udon, others would say, Kenzan, if we see that there's a concept of Boina Bu'udon, then maybe there's a Teufel Bu'udon. If we see that there isn't a concept of Boina Bu'udon, then maybe there isn't a Teufel Bu'udon, it's not something very clear. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa on Perik Lamed Hay, Sifchof Hay, wants to differentiate between the two kinds of the leches ha-toifa, and I don't understand the difference. He says toifa by cloth could either be by stitching or by gluing. So the Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa wants to make a difference that when it comes to a cut, if you're stitching the cut, he would hold more that it's a melucha deraisa, whereas putting surgical glue or using a butterfly, yeah, which is a sort of plaster, which keeps
both
sides of the wound together, that he would suggest is permitted. Now, what's the difference between the two? Obviously, stitching, if we understand, stitching is more stitching than gluing. But since the Rambam says, and we pass him as though, that gluing is considered like stitching, why he should make a difference? Well, since he says up Sasvula, which I'll repeat, maybe someone can help me understand it. So in the Haurus he says like this: stitching, the stitching of the wound, the person is not continuously going to be held together by the stitch. The idea of the stitching is that by keeping it together, eventually the Boina Shloilam Sharpens Achesed, the body produces certain liquids of its own, certain afterwards help that to stick the wound together.
And the stitches fall out.
Pardon? In the previous times stitches were taken out, and nowadays there's such a thing as dissolvable stitches. Oh. So because of this tzvura, that this stitching, when you stitch together a garment or you stick together papers, that's what's keeping these two things together. Here, Shlomo Zalman would seem to say, this is only a hakhuna for the body. If the wound's going to be wide apart, it's not going to be able to heal naturally. Here, the stitching is enabling that the body should be able to stick itself together, and therefore, he would say it's a difference when you're stitching the coil, you're actually using a needle and a thread, or you will be using glue or a butterfly, which makes and does the similar thing to stitching. So actual stitching, he says, would be also, and using glue or a butterfly would be permitted. I understand the svura, what's being said, but why it should make a difference between which kind of toifer, I don't understand. There is another machloikus by keisha, by a knot. We know that there's a concept of a keisha shel kayuma. To be chayev mishim keisha, it has to be a keisha shel kayuma. One of the shalas about stitching is also that at the end of the stitch, one has to make a knot. But let's keep now the Valtim Lech's toifer. So again, there's a machloikus shoinen whether by toifer is mam, a provisional tefillah, whether that's a melucha deraisa or not. Kosher, if it's a kosher, she'ena shel kayuma, it's a provisional kosher. Again, what's the definition? It's not now the time for it. Is nishka melucha deraisa. Whether by tefillah there is such a concept is a machloikus. If we would assume that tefillah, the shul, is not considered a melucha deraisa, then I understand very well that's a different, from a different angle, what the Shlomo Zalman is trying to say, but that would apply even to proper stitching. Since this stitching is only meant for a couple of days to keep the wound together, and eventually the wound is going to heal on its own, and afterwards either the stitching is taken out or it dissolves, it's unnecessary. So then, because of the concept of tefillah l'shul, it should not be considered a melucha d'raisa. Just want to finish with a moed kavod. Shlomo will excuse me, he's already heard it. Of his shatnish, my father always used to say, there's a pusik, he says it's prophetic, Meise oznoi, mishnoya toile, gam tfilusoi teaido. Someone who doesn't want to listen to the Dvar Toile, his tfilis, the Moshem doesn't want to listen to his tfilis. So my father used to repeat very often, what's the pshat in? Why doesn't someone want to hear Dvar Toile? Because he said, I've heard it already. Oh, that's a Moshem. The idea is by Torah, and something's from my father's Menuchah Yevet, that Torah is not, it's not a knowledge. If you know how to work out an algebra or something, there's no point in hearing it twice. Torah is not only the knowledge, it's the limit of the Torah. Listening to the Torah, even when one has heard it, is a moyne kazan. So if someone says, I don't want to listen to the Torah because I've never heard it, the Baruch Hashem says, I've heard Yishmanesra yesterday and the day before. Hey, Nama, you want me to listen to you today? Why? Because it's good every day, it's not through the time. As a Moedek in Russia, Russia says over here, Yisroel last week said, that it's very important, sent a message to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yoyim ha-Moshe, ani chesemcha Yisroel aleichu, me, your father-in-law, Yisroel is coming to you, v'ishtcho, your wife, in shnai v'nei imo, and her two children with her. Says Rashi, im einatu yoytze begini, if you don't want to go out because of me, say begin ishtcho, go out because of your wife. That's also not enough. Zayn begin shnei b'neiim. That's from Rabbi Chaimach Meshrashim, the name of the Gerer Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Rosenbaum, a Moedek of all. I actually phoned him yesterday. I wanted to know if it was his, or he said it was someone, but I didn't get a reply. He says, what sort of modern hashluf is that? We're telling a son-in-law, a gudlador, be mechabed your father-in-law. If not, be mechabed your wife. If not, be mechabed your children. In modern-day society, maybe that would be a concept. The zayde, mayde, the mother, those of the children. We last week said in the Seisa Dibbas, kabe de sorichu le semeichu man yichin yomeichu. Nowadays they'll say kabe de spinchu, ve spinchu le man yichin yomeichu. You want to have peace, give them love, but the masa, it doesn't work. Because the children who grow up in such a society where the parents, girls and the chabad, grow up to be chayes rules, and eventually the parents will regret what they've done. But how come the Torah says such a sort of thing? You look at moedik about. There's a shale in the Merame Rottenburg, was the good ladar. Sorry if I'm over time. I'm usually quite yekish. The Merame Rottenburg was the good ladar. He had a problem meeting with his father. Since his father stood up for him because he was the good ladar, he didn't want his father to have to stand up. So the Poskim say for years he didn't meet him. The same was with Yankov, Uvini, and Yosef at Tzadik. From the first time they met, till in Ayavich Choyle, we don't see in the toilet that they met. Why? Because it says that the boy Yankov Vini, by Shtach Yisur, and Rosh Hamitu, because he was the male of Yisur. So there is a concept that a good Lahador, vis-a-vis being Mechabit, his father, is a Shalah. So Yisur didn't want to go in the Shalah and said, there might be a Shalah of you being Mechabit. A father-in-law, though there's no question that one has to be Mechab the father-in-law, Moshe Adayni was the Melech B'Yisroel, it's questionable. Of a Tzayneg in Ishtachu, the Gemara says, Mechab da, Yorisa Megifo, the person that's supposed to be Mechab his wife. Again, so Yisroel said, maybe that's questionable. At home, when no one sees, it's not the Shalah of Kvod HaMalchus, or maybe in public to demonstrate a Kuvud for a wife, a good Lador, it's questionable. Yisrael said, you've got two children. Everyone, even the good lador, has to be mechanech children. What chinuch is it for your children to see that a father is not mechabed his father-in-law or their mother? Chinuch is something that even the good lador will see.
Good morning.